With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. As the Democratic National Convention continues in Chicago, former President Donald Trump remains on the campaign trail. Moving to Michigan today, Trump says he'll restore a strong bond between the White House and law enforcement if reelected.
When we go back to the White House, you're going to see support the likes of which you haven't seen certainly in 4 years. We worked very closely with the police all over the country, as you know. Gave them billions of dollars of excess military equipment that was in warehouses all over the country.
The former president said he will always have the back of the blue and will make fighting crime one of his top priorities if elected to a second term. Meanwhile, there are primary elections today in Alaska, Florida, and Wyoming.
In Wyoming, Republicans deciding whether to stick with U.S. Senator John Barrasso or go with Reid Raisner and Congresswoman Harriet Hageman up against Steve Helling. In Alaska, Democratic Representative Mary Peltola faces 11 challengers, including Republican Nancy Dahlstrom. The state has an open primary. The top four vote-getters advance to the ranked choice general election. In Florida, Republican Senator Rick Scott has two challengers in the primary, while former U.S. Representative Debbie Mucarcel Powell is the Democratic frontrunner for the Senate seat. In the House primary, Republican Representative Matt Gaetz faces Aaron Dimmick. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. intelligence officials say they're confident that Iran was responsible for the hack of Donald Trump's presidential campaign, casting the cyber intrusion as part of a brazen and broader effort by Tehran to interfere in American politics and to undermine faith in democratic institutions. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 61 points, the Nasdaq dropped 59, the S&P lower by 11. This is SRN News. A new report on anti-Semitism.
It reveals that the majority of attacks on Jews these days are being carried out by people on the left, not the right. The Global Anti-Semitism Report says 58% of anti-Semitic attacks are done by leftists, 22% by radical Muslims, and 9% by people on the right. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise around the world for years, but it surged dramatically last year when Hamas launched its devastating attack on Israel in October, sparking the ongoing war in Gaza. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The families of two transgender teens in New Hampshire have filed a lawsuit challenging a new state law that bans them from playing on girls' sports teams at their public high schools. The lawsuit says the two boys living as girls have been accepted by parents, peers, teammates, and coaches. Legal battles over males playing against females in school sports are cropping up more frequently. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks ticked lower and snapped an eight-day winning streak, the longest of the year. The S&P 500 fell 0.2%, but it's still just 1.2% below its all-time high set last month. The Dow slipped 0.2%, and the Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. NVIDIA, the heaviest weight on the market as its rocky trading continues. Treasury yields eased ahead of a speech on Friday by Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, which will likely be the week's highlight for financial markets. The Dow was down 61 points to close at 40,834. The Nasdaq losing 59 to 17,816. The S&P 500 dropped 11 points today to 5,597. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.